for happy. The reason is we're moving into an accelerated placement that is overseeing our current life stream, our life stream being our life as we know it. And so we're being lifted up into new placement, into new consideration, into new affordability, into new streams of heavenly bliss. Heavenly bliss does not mean the 3D stops doing its thing. Heavenly bliss means that you are due to, expected to, traveled upon, assisted to arrive to your destiny. And your destiny is to hold hands with the beloved, with the Christ presence, with your higher alchemy, with your higher presence. So as you will receive liftoff status, So liftoff status is saying yes to the energies of the Elohim that are blessing you throughout. So blessing you throughout is moving into a bliss state, moving into your light extreme, moving into your holy availability, moving into your like quantum leap of occurrence. So this is occurring daily. So when they're saying daily, it's like underfoot. It's not waiting for your new tomorrow. It's underfoot in the right authority, in the right placement, in the right convenience. So what we're doing is accepting the offering, accepting the overriding pleasure, accepting your full exposure to your light, because this is where we move out of the old timelines where we've been invested in suffering into new convenience, into new allocation, into new arrival, into new extension of the Most High. So as we will beam our light, as we will continue to shine, as we will allow ourselves to glow, we move into our new vicinity. So this is where we're creating, establishing the keys of the kingdom, the ascended earth. So it's like, when is this ascended earth going to arrive? It is. As we will self-adjust, as we will concede, as we will allow, as we will dictate our right to heavenly fortune. So heavenly fortune is becoming one with our light, becoming one with the truth of self, which is love, so that whatever is still like faint in the distance, this means all this, all the fights, all the arguments, it's like we're finding our right placement. So they want us to talk about the arguments, because at the end of the day, the argument is really between self and self, because it's like we're still forgetting our divine self, we're forgetting our divine placement. So we want to remember, it's like as we find our right placement, we relieve the suffering of, they're saying of silence, and that's like ignoring your rightful passage, ignoring your truth, ignoring your divinity, ignoring your light, ignoring yourself as being source energy. Because as we will light our own flame, meaning come into our own holy status, coming into our upright position, there is no tag along, meaning there is no inner conflict, there is no fight, there is no identification of the lower self, because the Christ is risen, meaning that you're agreeing to, aligning with, following through, dictating, adopting your heavenly cycle and treasure. So as we will attune to our grand standing, so our grand standing is who we are in our rightful assemblance. So this is very essential that we understand that we have a right to this. It's not like, oh my gosh, what if they forget me? Excuse me, it's absolutely impossible. We can forget to plug in. We can forget to ignite, but not because our station is unmanned, meaning not because it's not available. So we really want to receive this now, that the light is, they're saying like through and through, meaning available in our very midst, in our very atmosphere, in this very sequence of events. So this is occurring very rapidly, step by step, as we will proceed. So what I was, they're saying investing in, what I was speaking of in the beginning, what I was investing in is the old lifestyle. So when the light comes upon us, whatever we're still conveying in darkness is just gonna splat, it's just gonna be here. But that's because, so that we can move in our quantum fashion into our rightful status. So as we will all hold hands with delight, so when we're saying all hold hands, we're all in that unified consent of that glorious essence of our determining value, in English, our divine presence. So when we're all holding hands, we're already united, we're already one, and we're discovering our rightful exposure, our rightful placement, our rightful pastime of love's assurance. So love's assurance is we're identifying our heavenly note. So that means we recognize ourselves to be love. We recognize ourselves to be the light. And so as we will turn into our true establishment, in other words, I realize who I am. Because the whole idea is the I am, that I am that I am. So this is what we're attesting to. This is what we're identifying with. This is what we're it's surpassing our every need, because we are all of it. So it's releasing that belief in separation. It's releasing that belief in fear. So what we were talking about is whatever is unlike the truth of self that we're still entangled with. This is where our falsehood of suffering, our falsehood of old indication, it's just gonna surface so that we can step up, so that we can take our leap of faith, so that we can grow mightily, so that we can twist and turn. So when we're saying twist and turn, it's like coming upon our creative essence, coming upon our brilliance, coming upon our true destination, coming upon our new perceived value. Because as we recognize ourselves to be the light, as we recognize our heavenly halo, this is where we're going to assist ourselves and assist all of humanity. Because this is where they're saying where the going gets good, and they're showing me the card of spiritual strength. The card of spiritual strength is for each of us. It's very essential that we will graduate into that like a commodity, meaning seeing ourselves, identifying ourselves in our holy placement. So again, not from our old pastime, not from our old consideration. We all like ingested the ego. We all took on the false impression. So that's sort of like, it's like we've tried that, we've done that. And so now as we leap our grand evolutionary unfoldment, as we step into our grand evolutionary unfoldment, the reason they're saying grand is so that we understand that we have the right of safe passage. So it's like a grand exclaim, a grand leap of faith, a grand unfoldment, so that we receive ourselves in our grandness. So it has nothing to do with what's still occurring in the old 3D timeline. It has to do with our formal consent. So we're the ones that have to consent, or learning to consent to our triumph, to our victory. So every time we think we need something outside of ourselves, a relationship, like whatever it is, that's where we're still bleeding heavily, meaning we're still believing that we are not source. Because once we understand that we're source, that we provide ourselves readily. In other words, whatever is due us, whatever is serving the unfoldment, whatever is serving the great awakening, we're all ready to go, because we're already suited up. We're already agreeing with our favorite pastime, meaning that we are the light, we are love. So as we will receive our holy essence, the essence that is due, so we want to receive that, it's due. We're not waiting for it, we're not looking for it, it hasn't arrived. It's upon us. What we're learning to do is receive it. And this is where we're still identifying with our false blemishes. So I'm not this, I'm not that, I haven't figured that out. It has nothing to do with or do. It has nothing to do with what you've experienced, discovered to date. It has to do with who we truly are in our soul remembrance. So we're simply aligning with the truth of self, and the truth of self is love. The truth of self is our lighted essence. The truth of self is the Elohim is blessing us daily, every hour, every moment, every second, for us to be stirred, for us to surrender our fear and return to our heavenly consent. So as we will cross over, as we will restore ourselves to good faith, as we will explore our true essence, it's like, they're saying like it's a new day dawning. So we want to really understand this, that we're learning to identify with love. We're learning to identify with our light. And so when they say there's strength in numbers, it's like all of us are coming back into our I am essence or I am presence. And so from that commitment, we're creating a new unified field. So that is growing. That is like they're saying our native heartbeat, in other words, our sacred heart, and that is quickening. So as we will, how to put this in words, like I'm going to say remember, we're remembering our holiness, we're remembering our truth of self, we're remembering our every note and value, where this is where we allow ourselves to stand erect. So when I'm saying stand erect, it's like I'm just receiving everybody in their calm of light. And they're saying that's how we make our garden grow. So allow yourself to feel that self-evidence. In other words, to feel your light, to feel your power, to feel your holy existence, because this is where we're already exchanging hands. In other words, we're already aligning, operating, creating, manifesting out of what we've thought of as our future relevance, our future self, that's now understood, standing under, acquainting ourselves daily. So allow that to breathe in holy remembrance. So we're breathing in our own true acquaintance, our own true remembrance, our own true love satisfaction, our own true destiny, because each of us have a destiny, each of us have a place where we are to grow. So we want to get comfortable with that, because a lot of us have been talking about, well, I don't know if I want my neighbors to know, or I don't know if I want whoever it is. And so we want to remember that there's a divine will that's already in place, that's calling us quickly. So we're dropping that old interest, we're dropping the old battle, war, separation, conflict, the tendency to judge whoever hasn't woken up, because we're just judging the parts of self that haven't woken up or haven't woken up easily, whatever it is. So we're releasing that stronghold, we're releasing that old like union. Imagine being in a union and it's like I'm not paying my dues anymore because I'm transferring to my new allocation. So we want to receive that light, we want to receive that holy remembrance. So when I'm receiving it for everybody, it's like I see you as an individual, but I see you beyond that individuated belief system, where you are source, you are all of it. So when they're saying strength in numbers, the strength and the power that's being established as each of us says yes, it's like that yes is echoed. So everybody else receives the grand indicator. So this is how we influence each other. This is how we go abroad. This is how we step up. This is how we take leaps of good favor. Because as we say yes, as we say yes to our discipleship, our rightful passage, our divine placement, we each have divine authority, which we are going to be exercising, whether it's you start on creating a new spiritual entitlement, community, healing, whatever it is that you're set to do, you want to remember that the divine, all of the light councils, all the masters are like interfacing your very existence to help you travel quickly, to help you travel lightly, to help you exchange hands. And so you're dropping the old belief systems, the old dense energies, and you're allowing that quantum leap of favorite existence. So the more we can feel that we're entitled, that the universe is serving us daily, hour, every minute, every second, so that we are fully restored, and to remember that that's actually just the beginning. So as we come into our true essence, it's our divine plan is then orchestrated, is then executed. So whoever you're supposed to meet, however you're to serve the light, it's, how do I put this in words? Like, we can't even conceive or dream of what to expect because we've been looking downcast. So first we have to be looking rightly. First we have to come into alignment. First we have to come into our light. First we have to come into our true essence. So as we receive our light, we're coming into our rightful placement. So they want us to all take a moment and allow that, to feel that. So you're going to feel expanded. You may see lights, you may see orbs, you may have sudden remembrances. You may suddenly feel that shift where you're letting go of a darkness, the past, whatever it is. And so you're allowing this place of new beginnings. Let us receive. And again, there's a quickening in our higher heart because we're being led by our true self. We're being led by our higher heart. So for some of us, there's going to be a quickening. You may even feel like an opening. You may feel an opening because you're releasing that need to be without. So allow that transfer to take place. Allow it to be easy. There's somebody that thinks that, well, but I still know I have to do this, this, and this, and it's my burden to carry the hardship. No, it isn't. As you agree to the light, there is no more karma because wisdom erases karma. So whoever feels like they still have to prove themselves, you're proving yourself by being willing to align with your divine will, to align with your higher heart. So it's that willingness to go abroad it seals your fate. Because when you step into that light, you're opening and honoring for everyone else that perhaps you trespassed upon to enter with you. So remember, we're not doing this solo. Whoever it's like, well, I still owe, they're welcome gladly. So this is where we're dropping that individuated expectation of arrival and realizing you're bringing forth everyone along. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Everyone's going to have an opportunity to